All right, 7 after 5. Now, the Australian Open this year has decided to dispense with local fashion label Country Road. Hand in the air, I used to work for Country Road, it was a long time ago, and go with Ralph Lauren. Now, Ralph Lauren, for anybody who knows about those things, is obviously all American. Now, in the past, it has been a mixture of local labels and big global ones, but I think given that we have such a vibrant fashion industry here in Australia, and we're talking about the uniforms for everything from the ball boys and ball girls to the umpires and so forth, we should be showcasing the best of what Australia has to offer. One of the reasons we're so keen to have, you know, the Grand Prix and the Australian Open, particularly here in Melbourne, is to say, here's this great city, we are the city of big events, we are the sporting capital of Australia. But it's also the opportunity to showcase, and look at this, we've got a great fashion industry. I mean, imagine if, you know, at the Olympics, the Australian athletes wandered out wearing, I don't know, an American outfit. It'd be ridiculous. And yet that's sort of what's happening at the Australian Open. Now, again, they've had non-Australian designers in the past. I think that's been a mistake. And I think it's an even bigger mistake to go from an Australian company, Country Road, to a US one. But it was only 3, 4, or 5 years ago, I can't remember, but I do recall getting a bottle of water at the Australian Open. And it had been produced in China. And I thought, how ridiculous. Now, here we are, the country with arguably the cleanest and best water on earth, and at a showcase international sporting event, the Australian Open Tennis, we choose to source the water from China instead. Our next guest is a fashion journalist and an Australian correspondent for WWD, Patty Huntington. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is WWD?
Women's Wear Daily. It's a 100-plus-year-old fashion newspaper in the US, headquartered in New York, which is often referred to as the Bible of the fashion industry or the paper of record. It's followed by the movers and shakers in the sort of fashion, beauty, luxury, retail world.
Right.
So, yeah, and we actually we had an exclusive, of an hour or so before the release went out this morning. So, yeah, interesting news. But, I mean, yes, I am seeing, I mean, there's sort of more and more commentary about some people seem disappointed that there wasn't an Australian brand announced, but I think it's quite a kind of complex issue.
Well, but why is it complex? I mean, it is the Australian Open. I know it likes to present itself as the, you know, Asia-Pacific's Open, but it is the Australian Open. There's four
sure.
Grand Slam tournaments, the US, the French, Wimbledon, and of course the Australian Open. Why not showcase Australian brands as much as we can when the eyes of the world are going to be on us?
Well, I mean, it's a perfectly fair comment. And, Country Road, as you just pointed out, is the incumbent. They weren't referred to as the official outfitter. I think it was Fashion Lifestyle Partner. And they actually did not, I checked this earlier, they didn't outfit all the on-court officials, and certainly not the ball kids. And now the ball kids, the ball boys and the ball girls, obviously, who go and collect, I mean, they're very high vis. So, to sort of outfit everyone who's on the court, this event has massive sort of global reach in terms of an audience. I mean, something like 900 million-plus households had the coverage daily. So why is it complex? Well, I think, first and foremost, probably the cost of the sponsorship. I mean, how many Australian brands? I mean, I'm told it's multi-million, multi-year. One sports marketing or one marketing specialist suggested it could be as much as $2 million a year. I mean, I don't know how many Australian brands. I mean, look, PE Nation is a fantastic sort of athleisure-focused brand in Sydney and has made a lot of news in recent years. I mean, it's sold in many countries in the world. That would have been a great fit. Do they have the money for sponsorship of an event that's, unlike the AFL and things like that, which are just really Australian audience, is screened globally. I mean, it was 215 territories on more than 52 television channels to reach 900 million plus homes. So, I mean, that's, I guess, where the value of the sponsorship is for a brand that wants to align itself.
No, I mean, look, I get that, I do. And we had this issue, I think it was 4 years ago, when I looked at the official bottled water of the Australian Open and it was a product of China rather than a product of Australia. And again, I have no doubt there's a drinks company in China which is far more money than a drinks company of Australia. But I still found that rather sad.
Well, the irony of that would be if it was Australian water that was shipped to China, which, of course, is certainly the case with wool. You know, we grow, the best apparel wool in the world, but we don't have any manufacturing industry here. I mean, that's all, there's a big question mark over that, and COVID has has, you know, I guess, forced governments all over the world to look at manufacturing at home. So, I mean, you know, the reality is, due to the sort of global supply chains, I mean, many Australian brands, I mean, Country Road, you know, I'm not sure what percentage of their product is made in Australia, but it certainly probably wouldn't be much due to the cost.
No, it is not. I worked there 25 years ago in the head office for a while, and it was just on 50% still then, when we still had a viable local textile industry. It'd be lucky to be 5 or 10% now.
Yeah. I mean, look, it, as I said, it's a good question. PE Nation, I would have thought, would have been a great fit. But I mean, I'm not sure how many Australian brands. I mean, it's tough. It's never been tougher in the fashion business, in any business really, at the moment. Ralph Lauren is a massive company, and I mean, they're very smart outfits. Have you seen the pictures?
Look, I haven't, but I assume it's all polo shirts and horses and blazers and white pants and that sort of thing.
Smart. And look, they've kind of tempered it to the Australian climate, you know, obviously with those incredible temperatures that, you know, it gets to in Melbourne in summer, and the polo shirts are actually all going to be long-sleeved. I mean, again, a local company could have done that, but I mean, it's a well-known brand. I mean, they have a strong presence in Australia. I think they're sold over like some 360 distribution points here, and they're looking to open more stores because they see a lot of growth here. So that's also factored into their, I guess, their decision.
Is this, final question, is this the reality though now, is that even though it's the Australian Open, it's part of the world sort of Grand Slam tour of tennis, and that the reality is, although, you know, the US Open's played at Flushing Meadows and the, you know, French Open's played at Roland Garros and so forth, really they're all just part of the same travelling circus of huge international luxury brands, and we should just accept that. There's nothing actually special about the Australian Open anymore.
I mean, they're international players, obviously. It's based in Melbourne. I believe amongst their Australian sponsored products, they've got Sheridan Towel, various Australian wines, and a few other Australian brands did be announced in a few weeks. And look, they've, as someone pointed out, if they wanted to be all Australian, they wouldn't have a car. They've been with Kia for 20 years. It would be great to see more Australian brands and more Australian brands get that, you know, that hugely valuable international exposure. But I guess that's sort of the reality of business, isn't it?
I think it probably is. Look, I do appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to it. Paddy Huntington there, fashion journalist and the Australian correspondent for Women's Wear Daily. WWD, when I saw it on the screen, I thought it was WMD, Weapons of Mass Destruction, but it's not. Look, I think it's a reality. It's just sad. I mean, she's right, you know, Kia has been the car sponsor of the Australian Open for years, even when we were still making cars in this country. It does come down to dollars and cents, you know. Obviously they want brands that align with however they perceive tennis to be, but if they're Chinese or American or, you know, Brazilian or whatever, it probably doesn't really matter. It's do they have the money to stump up? 96900 693 13 1332 at 16 past 5.